Tammy Portugal's maiden name was Gennaro. Her mother and father lived in a small, ugly house that had once been a summer cottage facing a swampy saltwater estuary, which the local kids called the Eel Pond. The process of converting the cottage to a full-time home had been apparently a slow one. The rear wall of the kitchen above the sink was still unfinished. The area between the studs filled with the silvery foil backing of the fiberglass insulation. The kitchen table where Jesse sat was made of metal covered with white enamel. There was a small fold-up leaf at either end. The mug from which Mr. Gennaro was drinking instant coffee was formed in the shape of a gnomish-looking man with a beard. Mrs. Gennaro, in a flowered house dress and white sneakers, was at the stove boiling water, in case there was a call for more instant coffee. The sneaker on her right foot had a hole cut to relieve pressure on her small toe. She was a sturdy woman, not fat, but wide on the hips and shoulders. She had white hair, which she wore in a tight perm and rimless glasses. "You sure you won't have coffee?" Mrs. Gennaro said. "No, thank you, ma'am," Jesse said. Jesse hated instant coffee. Across the table from him, Mr. Gennaro put a spoonful of Cremora in his coffee and stirred. He was a wiry little man, no taller than his wife. He worked sometimes as a fisherman and sometimes as a landscaper, and in snowstorms he drove a plow for the town. "How you both doing?" Jesse asked. Mr. Gennaro shrugged. Mrs. Gennaro said, "We get through the day." "It'll get better," Jesse said. "I know it doesn't feel like that now, but in time, it'll get better." Neither one said anything. Probably didn't want it to get better right now, Jesse thought. Probably were so into the grief that it was their life, and without it, they wouldn't have anything at all.